Xbox, PlayStation, and Wii continue to top holiday wish lists this year, but while electronics remain popular, a low-tech corner of the game industry is also doing well. From member station WNKU, Sherry Lawson reports.
If you think board games are boring, think again.
So all you do is roll the die, and that's where you have to put your egg.
On a recent evening, fans of board games gathered in Cincinnati to play together.
Lame.
Awesome.
Every night is game night at YottaQuest, a family-owned store. 5 years ago, Matthew Fay opened his game shop, and since then, his business has increased 25% a year on average. Even during the recession, sales are up 40% compared to last year.
There's no video games in here at all. No video games, no electronic games. This is all personal interaction between people. We're Yeah, the game's one thing, but the socializing is a key part.
Yes! Awesome!
Shelves are stocked from floor to ceiling with games such as Monopoly and Apples to Apples, even European favorites like Settlers of Catan. Toy manufacturers and major retailers won't disclose national sales figures, but industry insiders say board game sales increased by more than 20% last year. They're expected to be even higher this year.
One of the main reasons why board games are doing so well has to do with the economy.
Jim Silver is editor of TimeToPlayMag.com, a consumer website.
You can buy a great board game for under $20, and every time you play it, it's a new game. This is a toy that could be played over and over again, so the consumer sees value in this type of purchase.
On this night, a mixed crowd fills the tables in the YottaQuest store. Players from ages 12 to 60 are enjoying the latest strategy games like Pandemic. They include students, homemakers, research scientists, and a few who are unemployed. Not all of them are so-called game geeks. In this economy, some gamers have given up cable TV and eating out. And others, like Karen Miller and her husband, have cut down on going to movies.
By the time you buy two tickets and your popcorn and your drinks, you're spending $30-$40. And I can buy a board game for about that much money and play it over and over again.
In this era of computers and online networking, some people who play together become addicted to human contact. That's true of 23-year-old Brian Girding, who used to spend hours on the internet.
Like, I can play online games where I'm talking to people, but these people are right there.
Real people.
Real people, yes.
Face to face.
Yes, exactly. It makes a big difference in the game.
Store owner Matthew Fay is convinced the community aspect of face-to-face gaming is what will keep people buying and playing board games even when the economy improves. For NPR News, I'm Sherry Lawson in Cincinnati.